Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's going on, Claudia?
Hey, L'Oreal girl, how you doing?
I am doing amazing, and we have a lot of things to talk about this week, as always. And you know, we got to put our little 2 cents on a couple things. Now, we did talk about a few relationship issues that played out. Now, last week, we talked about the whole JT and Little Uzi argument that happened at the BET Awards. But now, we kind of touched on this as well, but we're going to dive a little deeper into the Offset and Cardi B situation, because it got a little out of control. And what happened to keeping your private business to yourself? Like, a lot of people are putting their whole relationship out there. You know, I just had a soft launch with my situation. My relationship.
Not a soft launch, like it's a business.
That's what we call it nowadays. That's what us kids call it. I'm putting myself in the kids' side when it comes to the social media aspect. You crazy kids like that.
Okay,
like, so when you display your relationships now, it's called like the soft launch. Like when you show those first like couple pictures where you're not hiding their face, where it's not just their arm in the picture, where it's not just their foot.
This girl I know got married, and she even had every picture of from the wedding, like the guy's face was turned, or it was all about her. And I'm like, even at the wedding, you still ain't showing his face? She was like,
do you get what I'm saying? And initially, I was very Issa Reyes. So basically, she didn't show her husband, her boyfriend at the time, you know, until they were married. So it was official once they got married, and she was like, all right, now I could show his face. I think nowadays, I'm outside so much. People see me already. I'm not hiding my boo. Like, I talk about them. It is what it is. Like, so soft launch is a thing now. We'll talk all about that. Also, how soon should you meet the family? I love this topic. The divorce between sister star Tia Mowry and her ex-husband, Corey Hardwick. You see, she picked up a little bag in the situation. I ain't think that he had it like that, you know, so you can't judge a book by his pockets.
He picked up a bag? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I thought
she won in the settlement that they had. I believe she won a few million.
What? But, I know Corey got money like that.
Yeah, we got to look up exactly how much it was. But one of the agreements of the divorce is that in order for their kids to meet their future partners, they have to be in a 6-month exclusive relationship. I do like this, but we don't have kids, me or you, right? But how soon should and would you introduce your partner to your family then, right? Because that's a big thing. I love talking about this because our stories are going to be quite some spicy ones. We also have hot topics, right, Claudia?
Yeah, listen, please don't say someone's pregnant unless you are 1,000% sure. This has happened to me a couple of times where I put foot in
my mouth.
That was very wrong. And I was very loud and very wrong. And also make sure you check out the DM section because it always goes down in L'Oreal's DMs. I had a guy say some weird stuff about me in his face and it was really weird, but I don't know if I can even say that on the show.
Yeah. No, we need to talk about that on the show. You know what we didn't get into last week? And I let you slide by it, but I'm going to find a way to throw it in this episode some way, somehow. You say you had a beef on the red carpet. And I'm actually going to make sure we kick it off with that. So I'm going to add that to the beginning of our topics, because there's no way in hell I'm going to let you not tell us what went down on some of these red carpets. Okay. You talking about going down in the DM, going down on the red carpet.
Well, somebody's mama hit me on the red carpet one time.
What? Okay, hold on. One second. We're going to talk about that in just a second and just all this mess. But first, we're going to talk about Macy's. Now, join Macy's event every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. for Macy's Live, hosted by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers, covering everything you need to express your personal style. Tune into Live Style for inspo and insight on how to make the latest trends work for you and to find new twists on your go-to faves. And check out Live Beauty for insider tips on beauty releases, how-tos, must-have products that'll have your routine In the Need Now. Plus, check out even more at Live Home, Live Gifts, Live Specials. Tune into Live, watch all previous episodes, and get a sneak peek at upcoming episodes at Macy's.com/Macy's Live. Macy's Live is also now available at Macy's app because they love making things easier for you. Unlike me, who's hunched over on the table right now trying to record this episode because nobody likes to make things easy for me.
Oh, L'Oreal. But did you die? Did you die?
Yeah, you might die from back pain. Anyway, let's talk about why private relationships are so public nowadays. Is anything really private anymore? Because even when you try to do something on a sneak, you got somebody there recording. When you try to do something on the low, somebody saying, I saw so-and-so with so-and-so at so-and-so. So nowadays, I feel like people are just jumping the gun and going, you know what? Why don't we control the narrative, put our own stories out there, and let people into our lives since they want to push their way into it anyway. So we've seen a lot of relationship drama. We talked about JT and Lil Uzi Vert last week at the BET Awards. They got escorted out, apparently. We don't know if that's absolutely true. Maybe they just walked out together with their security and it made it look like they got escorted out. Then we've seen Cardi B and Offset. Now, there was a post that Offset allegedly put up. And it's now deleted, of course. And he's accusing Cardi B of cheating on him. He said, you know how I come about my wife. She slept with another man. Now, is that something that if somebody did do that to you, Claudia, say even if you caught them red-handed, would you go to social media to expose it?
Only if I never wanted the relationship to be repaired. If I was like, it's over, then all bets are off. But if I still have any little 10% of me still wants to be back with this person, hell no, because no, it's too much. Too much of a violation. And Offset, I like y'all together. I really do. But you have your nerve. She deserves at least 2 or 3 passes for as many times you've been caught cheating. You can't say nothing.
Like a cheating pass?
Yeah.
How?
Because she's taking him back after he's done it. I'm just saying, I'm tired of this one-sided loyalty that women give to men. And they would look at you crazy if you was even talking to somebody else, okay? The fact that a lot of women are so patient and give so much grace to their partners, well, it's a man being a man. You don't think we get hurt the same way? You don't think it hurts our hearts? So I'm sorry, don't do anything to me that you don't want me to do to you, because I am very petty with the get back.
And you know, Cardi B made that very clear because she took to social media, which I was shocked about. She like went on Clubhouse and everything. She made a couple posts and this is what the posts sound like.
You can accuse me of all the things you know that you are guilty of. Sing it with me, y'all. And I see that it is easy for you to blame everything on me. Yes, honey. Listen, don't pay attention to that country man, y'all. Don't pay attention to the country man.
Don't pay attention to that country man. Who do you think he thinks she's sleeping with, though?
I don't know. Like I said, you can't talk to me about anything that you've done to me multiple times and you've publicly embarrassed me. You can't say.
But wait, you DM somebody, that means you're messing with them? I speak to a lot of people on DM that's in a relationship and we just cool.
But like I said, with men, they can put their raw penis in a female, right? Mm-hmm. And then be like, oh, baby, I'm sorry. Come on, though. You're going to ruin us over this. But you, as a woman, let you accept attention or even respond back to someone in your DMs. They can't handle the things that they expect us to handle all the time.
Right.
I don't think it's right. And sometimes I think men need a taste of their own medicine. So I'm not really that mad. And I hate that people will come for the woman if they give back a little bit. Like, she's such a whore. No, she's not. Cardi B is a very loyal person. Remember, she had a man before she blew up. She had a man that was in jail that she held down for a very long time. Mm-hmm. She held him down and she got with the Offset. And I believe her heart is truly in this relationship. I really do.
I definitely do. But I understand. And I'm not saying that she cheated on him because I've never heard that rumor aside from whatever he put out.
I think it's not even true. I think
which is what the whole problem is. It's like you're putting it out there and now people will start thinking and saying things like that or looking like, oh, well, she did a song with him, so maybe it was him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the whole point is. We do need to find a balance and a happy medium of, okay, yes, you're in the public eye, but some things are just not for the public. It's not for the public to know. And even if you did think that your wife was cheating on you, this should be a conversation between the two of y'all. Y'all been through a lot. Y'all are both public figures. And, you know, we just seen them together at the birthday bash in Atlanta. They both were together. I saw the two of them. They look happy, holding hands, and everything looked lovely. You know, who would have known that a couple days later something like this would happen? Never. And furthermore, even if they was going through it at that very time, I would have never known. So I think it's better that I understand putting your relationship out there. Okay, and you being a public figure, that's fine. But when it comes to certain issues, I know we all deal with it and we all go through certain things and it's human, but how about we just keep certain things off social media? And I even have to tell myself that.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So here's a timeline that, and give a little context to this story. So Tasha K and Cardi B been having their public situation for years, right? Mm-hmm. So lately it got reignited. I don't know what happened, but Tasha K started going really, really hard on Cardi. And like, I don't care if I owe you the $4 million, you know, whatever. They're poking the bear. So they've been going back and forth. Like, and Cardi's been vocal. They've been going back and forth. So Tasha K, she's very resourceful. And this is, she's in that blog world. So people started sending her information. A side chick came out and said, I was in their house in California. I was there and provided some.
He showed it. Did you see the video of her being behind? But how did that even happen?
So people don't know when that really was, if it's true. But anyways, Cardi, which to her credit, I mean, it's also a blessing and a curse. She's emotional and she wears her heart on her sleeve. So she responded publicly. And this is all the more reason that Offset should have held it down publicly.
Yeah.
And both should have held it down publicly and not shown that this stuff was getting to them. They should have paid a dust and then argued amongst themselves, maybe filed for a divorce if they have to. But to do this publicly, it's just kind of giving the bloggers what they initially sought out. And I don't want to see anyone's marriage. I don't want to see Tasha K's marriage dissolve. I don't want to see Cardi B's marriage go away. I don't. And I just think that when you know, if I knew something about someone that was getting cheated on, to like really put that on blast and really spend a lot of time, that is so hurtful. And no, you wouldn't want to dunk you. You wouldn't want to dunk you.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of low blows that they have going on with each other. I don't know why their situation after the courts and all that didn't stop them from going at each other, but it isn't. You know, if anything, I feel like the Cardi B, Tasha K thing has gotten worse. I did see that video. I did see other people reposting that Cardi B says she's going to make sure her kids never can even make it to college, which I know that Cardi is speaking out of anger, because when it comes to children, I know she's not nasty towards children, but it is getting to the point where you're also trying to ruin her family by and not saying single-handedly, because if he is doing these things, obviously he's
responsible for sure.
You know,
well,
he's absolutely responsible, but then why would you want to throw fuel to the fire and breaking up a family? Or, you know, why would you want to have someone's kids involved?
It seems like Tasha K really hates Cardi B.
I think they hate each other equally.
Well, I think now, but initially, I don't think Cardi B hated Tasha K.
I don't think Tasha K initially hated her either. I think she was just being a troll blogger that most...
Well, her and Nikki are really good friends too. So it's like, I just feel like...
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They are. She definitely rides hard for Nikki, which is cool that they're friends. But I just feel like too many people keep this.
We defend people that we like, though, I will say.
We do, but I'm not going to defend that. I'm not going to do stuff to someone to the point where I'm going to get sued for $4 million. I'm not doing that kind of dirty work. I'm going to defend my people. I'm going to defend my people I just feel like this thing with Nicki and Cardi, too many people are in it, and it makes it where it can never go away. And I feel like at a point, it could have gone away. It could have gotten better. But they was on Motorsport together. That song was so popping. I love that song.
Well, people always do that, though. And then even if you think about fan bases, like I've been in a situation, you've been in a situation where, like, I'm over something and I don't even care. And people will come back and be like, that's why. And they'll use the person's name and they'll be part of their fan base. And then you automatically look like you're fighting against that person when it's just people that haven't let stuff go that you have. I understand why they say, you know, a lot of people do keep their relationships off of social media because sometimes you get carried away and you feel like you owe to these fans an explanation or you owe to, because for real, he would have posted that about me. My man would have did something like that. I would have definitely had to just act like it didn't happen because I think when she responds, it's going to bring way more attention to it. And it's just like, we probably would have just had to pop out with like a cute couple photo or something, but don't let them in that much.
Like Lil Meech and Summer Walker did. They had allegations last week. What do? They quietly stepped on the red carpet looking bomb, and guess what? The narrative is no longer about them cheating, someone cheating. It's about how good she looked in her dress.
That's it. And not just that. Like, I thought what they did was so player. Like, I mean, clearly he's caught in a story, right? This is early on in a relationship, though. Be clear. Who hasn't still had somebody they was talking to in the backdrops or maybe still entertaining somebody when it came to the beginning of not knowing if you're serious, not knowing if, is that just me? But there's people before you get serious in a relationship that may have been around and maybe you're not really sure if you and that person are officially a couple. But that's why until you know your stuff is strong, I wouldn't put it out there. And furthermore, what you don't want people to ask you about or question you about, also don't put that out there because it's always going to come back up, right? But then those will be the first things where they're like, don't ask about XYZ, but you put it on a social media platform and you have millions of followers. Of course, people are going to inquire.
Well, me and my guy, KJ, we were on couples retreat together. We were 3 years in and we broke up quietly because the show still had to air. It up until like May, June. Mm-hmm. But people didn't know that we had broken up in February.
Look at that.
And I started seeing somebody else that I knew for like 8 years. And,
oh, wow.
Who was really on
some, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
We gonna get married. I've always thought this of you. So I jumped in, but I didn't jump in publicly. A, because I still had a lot of love for my ex and I wanted to respect him. And mm-hmm. We didn't break up and it wasn't a bad breakup. Like, just go to hell. And B, I didn't want to start up the new relationship with too many people talking trash, not knowing the dynamics of why being the first guy broke up.
We broke up
because of just a difference of opinion on moving forward as far as like marriage, like his opinions on marriage and mine. It wasn't cheating. It wasn't anything like that. And it wasn't because he was a bad guy. He's actually one of my best friends to this day. So like, if you care about the person you're with now or the person before, you're going to be like gentle with how you put it out there. And people break up all the time and no one knows it. And they start something new and people see you stop posting too early. They judge you.
But what did you, because you said y'all were still friends. And I know this is off topic. And I agree, like you were able to keep it off and you kept people out of your business, which is smart if you choose to do it that way where you don't want people to necessarily be in your business, especially when you're going through a public breakup already. Mm-hmm. But like, what did he feel, your new current guy at the time, about you feeling like you were still friends with your ex? He was okay with this?
He was okay with it because he's still friends with his ex. You know what I mean? But I kept it. But I was very open about it. Like, he knew that I was very protective over KJ's feelings. He knew that I was not trying to, like, you know, make him look bad. And sometimes I think it bothered him one or two times. But I was just, I had to keep it a buck with him. Like, listen, he didn't break my heart or do anything dirty to me. So I don't want to like stomp on his heart.
Yeah.
And you're going to appreciate that in the future when we break up.
That's messed up. Okay. You also, I mean, it's also good when you solidify what's going on in your relationship before you do put anybody else into it, because other people could sway the opinions. Because it could have easily been, oh, well, damn, ain't she still dating him? Ain't not knowing that the show was filmed months ago.
The show was filmed so long ago. And last year, me and the new guy were at Essence and he was on a panel, right? And mad people saw me there and they were like, oh, they thought.
Where's KJ?
No, or they thought they were, they was like, oh, you still with them. They just saw a man with me. And I had to like,
Okay, so I told you that that happened to me once, right? I was talking to this guy, not even really, we went on like one date or whatever, but we were cool, like we were friends. And then we ended up going on one date and he had just broke up with a girl that he was dating publicly. Mm-hmm. And somebody stopped and was like, is this the new Deborah? Mm-hmm. And said the girl's name. And I looked like, it to me, of all people, like to be disrespectful, because you know me, my mouth is crazy. But I was so shocked that this person said that. And they were younger. The person was younger. Mm-hmm. So they might not have even been that familiar with who. Well, obviously, they didn't know what I did, who I was or anything. Yeah. And that took me, like, I had to stop and think about it. Like, I don't know if I could date this guy, because if people would bring her up every time, like, I'm no, like, that's
yeah,
no.
And you gotta think about that, like, how that affects the partner. And I knew that definitely had an effect on the new guy, because, like, you know, we were on a very big show on VH1, and a lot of people, mm-hmm. some people were for the relationship and some people were. So, you know, I think that definitely did take a toll on us, because people, he had a resume in his own right, but people were just like, what's up with KJ? You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, and that can't make, because like I said, it happening to me being him in the situation, it didn't feel good. And it do, obviously he said something and like corrected them, but it's still, it's like after one person say it, a second person say it, you kind of like, all right, man, maybe I need to give this person time to get over whatever they had going on. So let's talk about how soon you should meet the family. So now we know Tia and Tamara, I always say when I talk about one, I just say both names. So sister, her ex-husband, he's also an actor, Corey Hardwick, but they finalized their divorce, right? Now, part of the agreement is that Tia gets to keep their $4.3 million home. So she was awarded that home, and she does not have to pay child support. She doesn't have to pay spousal support. So basically she won. Now, a big part of the agreement that they both had in there, because it also seems like, I'm not really sure what happened. It's given he might have cheated, but they're saying no, that that's not what happened. But it's just weird, because it seems like you could see how much they still love each other and how like territorial they are of each other and like their children. So a big part of the agreement is that they both have to be in exclusive relationships for at least 6 months before they introduce their children to another person. Now, you know, me or you don't have kids. I have a fur baby, and I did have joint custody of the fur baby, but the guy didn't do what he was supposed to with the baby. So I took my fur baby away, right? Oh. So he gets no visitation rights. He never has to see my fur baby again, but that's a dog, right? Now we're talking about a child or whatever the case. So when should you meet the family of your significant other, whether it's the children or their mom? So when do you think you would want to be introduced to your significant other's children, or when is it the right time, or their mother? How soon or how long have you ever waited?
I think when you know you love the person, and they, you know, you feel like it's going to be you really in your heart feel like it's going to be a long-term thing and something special, not just
they're
like
here to stay.
We gonna feel this thing out. My last two relationships, I met the kids very, very quickly. In my last, with the guy at the KJ, we went on a family trip, all four of us, basically a month and a half into our relationship. You know, it was a trip was supposed to be
really
supposed to be me and him. It was Memorial Day, and then he was like, "Well, I want to stop the kids too." And I'm like, "Well, they can come." And at first, it was weird and uncomfortable because you know. And then we ended up having the best time, and then me and the daughter really got to really connect. And
yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I was pleasantly surprised that I really enjoyed it. And I kind of started envisioning, you know, what he was talking about, me being a stepmom and all that kind of stuff. And I really was looking forward to it. So it depends, you know. I mean, some people you shouldn't meet for a long time. If you have a toxic relationship with your ex, it's already difficult. You don't want to throw a new relationship in their face. But if you have a cool ex that's like, listen, we've been broken up for a long time and they don't want you still, which I mean, sometimes they still do. it depends on the situation.
So did anybody ever take a long time to introduce you to their family, as far as like their mom and dad? No, or
they usually like, I think I present really, really good in a relationship as a girlfriend and potential wife. So I pretty much met the family pretty quickly. And my last, the family still like reaches out. I hang out with one of the family members, and you know, they really they really embrace me. So
I've never had that issue either when it came to meeting family. I'm actually the issue. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I do not bring anybody around my family, especially when my uncle was alive. Like, my uncle, like a really important part of my life. He's like my dad. But he was mad funny, like, and he would always joke on people, and you got to have tough skin to kind of be around my mm-hmm. family. So, like, I've had, like, homegirls crying because of the jokes that come from my family is pretty harsh with the jokes, you know? But I don't bring I've waited and took a long time. I've only ever introduced two people to my family, and my man now is one of the people. And as far as kids, I don't take that into accountability because some men ain't crap, and they will definitely bring their child around every woman that day, the next day, the every day, the 10 women at a time. And
you can't even think they're special anymore. You can't even think they're special anymore if you meet their kids.
I met this guy's kids and thought, like, oh, okay, this is, and like the next week he was like, went back to his baby mom that wasn't even their mom. Like, it, just a mess. You know what I mean? So I definitely don't look at the kid thing. God, like, I do feel like guys will bring a kid around real quick.
Their mom too, nowadays.
Well, my first date, like my first official date with my dude, his father, his brother was there. So I met them early on, and he's definitely not the type of person that just brings anybody around his family either. So he says something special, child. And I speak to his mother. He's like the only guy that like I dated in my life that I have already like have a relationship with the mother, to the point where like I'll text her, she'll text me, I'll speak to her on the FaceTime. Like, I think that's cool. I've never really been like that because I've always just been like, for what would I have to talk to this man's mother? But with this, it's like, when you plan a future, you want to have a future with somebody, you know that your kids, it's going to be your kids' grandma, this, that, and the third. Like, you should have a relationship with their family. And my mother, you know, I'm very protective of her and who meets her, even my friends. So if you met my mother, you're definitely a special person.
I learned from my last relationship that I will take a lot longer to introduce people to my family.
You should.
My family, you know, all they wanted for me to do is have a family or to be married, know that I'm not just out here doing it by myself. And the last guy, this is really the first time I'm really publicly speaking about this, so he can be mad if he wants to, but we broke up. But I don't like that I introduced him to my mom, and he really did the full court press to my mother. I mean, he really was like, I love her. And he asked my mother about my ring size and did all of that.
Oh, disgusting.
Only to not really be. Yeah. And I just feel like it was just a lot of talk and a lot of trying to winning over. And just, I don't know. I don't think you should play around with stuff like that and say those type of things if your intentions are to go backwards.
And super corny. Yeah.
And that is corny. And it's just like my mother, who loves me to death, constantly would ask me, well, whatever happened with that? Well, he was so sincere.
Oh, I don't like that.
He looked me in the eye and said these things. I'm like, girl, he looked me in the eye and said some things too. You know what I mean? So
I thought the same thing, child. Yeah.
And it's hurtful. Your mom wants you to be good. And you would think that if you take the time to bring someone around your family, that I really respect the other people's family. I don't. Once I know your family, it makes me really consider, like, I can't embarrass all of us. It's embarrassing to all of us.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm super protective. Like I said, I agree with you. You should take your time in bringing people to your family, because these are people you actually, you know, you value, and you don't want to bring temporary people around them. And to be honest, I don't like to be questioned or asked about people that are no longer around or that I don't want around. And for him to use that as his leeway in is just sad. And some people just don't have any morals or any conscience.
Girl, they be going out their way to convince you, and if it includes your mom and planning trips with your mother and stuff. And,
disgusting.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, if you're gonna do it, go all the way hard with it, or stay away from the families. Yeah, if you're gonna trick the person, don't involve the mamas. Okay, leave the mamas out of it. Now let's talk about hot topics. Now, there was a rumor that Trina was pregnant at the BET Awards, and she squashed those rumors and said she is not pregnant. This is after a video surfaced of her. You know, weight fluctuates when it comes to women. Let me tell you something. My trip, I gained like a cool 7, then in a good 5 days pass, and I'm back down to my normal weight. Like, we fluctuate. Periods make you go up. Bloat, PMS, anything you could think of. And you said you actually got into some type of trouble. So you were the man in the situation saying, oh, you pregnant, congratulations. I hate when people.
Well, I had just moved to Texas and I had part of the radio station I was with. I had to go to the state fair and people were taking a lot of pictures with me. And there was a girl who, listen, if I had to bet money on it, 1,000%, she just had the stomach. It was shaped exactly like someone who's about 8 months pregnant. Like there was, okay. I know better, but when it's obvious that someone's pregnant, I felt like I was okay to say it. So she said, can we take a picture? So we taking a selfie and I'm holding the camera and I put my hand on her stomach and I said, baby. She said, no.
Food baby.
I said, sorry. And then we took the
picture. Now you put her hand. First of all, it's disrespectful enough to put your hand on a pregnant woman's stomach without asking. You're supposed to ask Claudia. And oh God, this is crazy.
I felt bad. So now I don't say anything. When someone could be in labor and I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying I learned my lesson.
You like, you got to go to the bathroom.
No, as far as Trina, I relate with you girls so much. I mean, I moved to Texas and I gained 30 pounds. I lost some of it recently, but there were so many times I'd be doing my show and we have the chat going live during the show and people be like, oh, she got that pregnancy glow. She's pregnant. And it's like, you already feel bad enough about your body. You know, you're not what you used to be. You know, you don't have to do 25 inch waist anymore. Like when you get in your 30s and 40s and 50s, your body changes. I can have a bowl of rice and I will look pregnant for 2 weeks and it won't go away. And you can maybe choose to wear looser clothes, but her brand has always been to be sexy and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's mean.
It's disrespectful. Stop commenting on women's bodies. Let them, because guess what? We don't do that with men. Y'all always look pregnant. And
oh my God.
How many of y'all even be skinny with skinny arms and be pregnant with your stomach? So shut the hell up. Yeah, are you pregnant, sir? Anyway, let's move on.
The last dude I saw with his shirt off, I'm like, what's the baby's name gonna be?
Do you get what I'm saying? We should start rallying them. Just like, I remember it was this rapper. I ain't even going to say his name because it don't even deserve. Me and him was cool. I'm not saying we not, but I stay clear of certain people with bad energy, child. And every time I would see him, he would always be like, oh, you're pregnant, right? And I'm like, you so disrespectful, but you still trying to, you already know.
He should worry about getting in the studio and giving birth to a song.
Anyway, let's talk about Shaq. He was on Monica's new podcast, Mo Talk Radio. Everybody got a damn show, huh? I do like Monica a lot, though. So that does sound like something that would be interesting. But he stated that he regretted what he did, ruining his marriage. He said, I messed it up. We were young and I was just doing dumb stuff. But the good thing about our relationship is that she forgave me. And you know that he still refers to her as his wife, Shawnee.
How does the new guy feel about that?
I mean, what's he going to do about it? He's like 4'11 and Shaq is like 8'2. So one person you don't want to fight is Shaq. So you kind of just let him call your wife his wife.
I don't think Shaq can fight. I don't think Shaq can fight. He's way too big.
He doesn't have to. He'll just step on him.
I think he'd lean on you really hard.
This is what I'm saying. This man is so big. It's like, what are you going to do? Push him? So it's like, you kind of just let it. It's our wife now. You know, like now you acquired a brother in Shaq. I mean, really, I would want to be cool with Shaq.
Really? Right? Our wife? Really? You would not.
I mean, if it came to me having a box with Shaq or let him call my wife his wife, and I'm that man, it's our wife, fam.
Okay, like, our wife. Let a guy say to your guy, this is our wife. Or
you're going to have to shoot him, okay?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Okay, really quickly, we're going to get into the DMs. But before we do that, I want to get into your brain. Let's pick your brain a little bit. You said that you had some red carpet beef, some red carpet drama. What happened to you on the red carpet that people don't know about, that we definitely want to know about? Undress that, Claudia.
It was a long time ago, and it was right after I did Celebrity Apprentice. So, you know, Omarosa and I used to be friends, and we fell out during the show. Actually, I didn't like the way she was moving after the death of Michael Clark Duncan, like some of the moves with the funeral and some of the stuff with his gravestone. And that's a whole thing that's going to be in my book when I write this book. Exposing the dark side of humans and how people get away with stuff. And you think that they are in the right because they're articulate or they're famous or whatever. Yeah. Anyways, so there was a tension between the two of us. So I'm on the red carpet taking my pictures or whatever, and then facing the bleachers of people, the fans, right? And Omarosa walks by, and she has her back to them. She goes, "F***ing bitch." So I said, "Still pretty, though." And then she kept walking by trying to get my attention. I was ignoring her, right? I was ignoring her. And so at the other, another part of the carpet, she said something. Her mom said, walked by me, behind me, and she punched me in the arm. Her mother punched her. What? Her old-ass mother punched me in the arm, right?
She punched you?
Yeah, but she's old and weak, so it wasn't like a... you watch The Simpsons, Mr. Burns?
Yeah.
He's like... Ugh! It was like that. It was more like a...
The fact that she hit you is crazy.
And she snuck me from behind. Like, it was like, I didn't see it coming. It was behind me. So I was like, oh, word, that's what we're doing? And I was like... So I said my little thing to Omarosa, and then she walked away, whatever. Her mom tried to go to the police and try to get a story and get a restraining order against me, which they denied it. They were like, "Claudia's not the threat, you attacked her." And it was like the biggest story of the BET Awards that year. And it was embarrassing to me because this-
You fought someone's mother on a red carpet who had a walker.
I mean, she should have. Me and her used to be friends, so it was weird, but like your mom getting involved, your mom knows that I'm a good person. And your mom, if she was really keeping a buck with you, she would tell you how you was moving was real foul back then. And I stand right by everything I said about this woman. I know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You can pretend to be this holier than thou preacher's wife now, but you have a trifling spirit and a trifling soul, and you know what you did wrong.
Damn, Claudia. Claudia, you got beef with the mamas. You be beefing with everybody, mama. Blueface mama, Omarosa mama, baby mama's mamas.
But look at the people who I've had beef with. These are people that are ridiculous. It's not like I'm beefing with someone that has like a substance, that is an upstanding person in the community. These are people that are fighting with everybody else, they fight with others too. It's like,
well, so maybe this is why people don't want to introduce you to their mama, because you know, I'm just
well, the next mama that tries to hit me, I'm gonna hit back.
Oh my god, we don't condone violence on the Undressable Podcast.
They hit me,
but Claudia, okay,
L'Oreal, if Blueface's
it's giving ghetto,
if Blueface's mother punched you in the back of the head and snuck up on you, what you gonna
I'm say? Gonna call Krishan, okay, anyway, oh, yes, let's move on.
I like her actually.
Big shout out to all the people that slide in the DMs and they show us love. So I want to shout out to one of our girls. I think her name is Misha Nicole. And she said, "I've been listening to the Undressing Room podcast and I didn't expect to love it so much. I really enjoyed the conversations, laughs, and hot topic discussions. But can you all talk about Black women and secret competition?" So we're going to save that for next week. I want to make that our first topic next week and make sure we dive into that because we don't have enough time this week. But big shout out to you. And we are. So make sure you tune in next week because we are going to touch on that topic. And also shout out to Tyler Amore, who said, "Hi, Miss L'Oreal. I wanted to share with you that I found your podcast, the Undressing Room podcast, a few weeks ago, and I have thoroughly enjoyed both old and new episodes. But you and Claudia have such a great chemistry. I love the fresh topics y'all talk about. Thank you so much for giving me another great podcast with smart Black women to vibe to every week. Have a blessed day." And I want to say thank you to you two ladies for showing us love, because sometimes it's not really easy to push through these comments that these men have on our topics and some of these hater women. But, you know, we say what we got to say. We say the real. And that's why we have big things coming. Right, Claudia?
I appreciate those comments. And I will tell you, at the BET Awards and in my DMs, a lot of people are just now discovering that the two of us have linked up for the Undressed Room podcast. And thank you to you for bringing me in here. We don't know what the future of this podcast is going to be, but we do know what the future of L'Oreal and our relationship and working together will be. And if it stops here, it will continue somewhere else. And we will continue to bring you good content. And we're going to own it.
That's right. Point blank. So make sure, y'all, we want to thank y'all so much for supporting me and Claudia. And thank you for sending us the words of encouragement and telling us what you think about the podcast. We're going to continue to give you great content one way or another. So make sure you follow us. You can follow me at Starring L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal. You can slide in my DMs. How about you, Claudia?
Hit me up at Claudia Jordan, and I definitely respond because I have time, and I enjoy talking to people. I really do.
That's fire. And, you know, we're going to put our clothes back on and get dressed. Make sure if you haven't listened to all of our episodes, you go and do that. Listen to our past episodes. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And I'm going to put my bra, snap it back, and get on with my day. Okay? The Undressed Room Podcast brought to you by Macy's. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Undressed Room Podcast, and be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.